Currently, home bakers need access to a state-approved commercial kitchen and possess a state license if they want to sell their goods to the general public. The law has no shortage of critics who say selling their cakes, cookies, and donuts shouldn't be so bogged down in rules. State Representative Janice Ringhand of Evansville authored a new bill that she hopes will simplify the requirements. She says streamlining the process will help bakers earn much-needed income.
It's for those small home producers, cottage industries, many people call them, where you may have a housewife or even a gentleman of a house who bakes a baked product that's very good and people would like to buy it.
The legislation, nicknamed the Cookie Bill, would change current law and only require bakers to register with the Food Safety Division of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Labels would have to list all of the product's ingredients. The bill would also cap sales at $10,000 a year. The Wisconsin Farmers Union supports the legislation. Government Relations Associate Scott Carroll says there are farm families that depend on bakery sales.
What we think is really important is for rural people, supporting the rural economy, where this is, people are already at farmers markets, this is extra income for them.
The cookie bill only applies to baked goods that don't spoil easily, like cookies and cakes and donuts. Janice Ringhand says half a dozen lawmakers have signed onto the bill so far. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.